Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, March 2nd, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we've prepared this message on a very snowy morning. And we've commented it actually hurts our eyes as we look toward the screen and out beyond into the glaring snow. But we are blessed today, and that is the title of our message, Blessed. The scripture text is Psalm 84, verse 4.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you.
Well, as mentioned, today we are getting a beautiful snowfall. It's a gentle, steady accumulation that is blanketing our view with a brilliant white carpet of snow. With spiritual eyes, I want to see this as a parallel to God's blessings being poured down on me, which, in reality, they are. The Father speaks to my heart and reminds me that I often take His love and care for granted. How often I fail to praise God from whom all blessings flow. I can misfocus, and instead of the things on earth becoming less alluring, they can actually consume my attention and heart's affection.
Our daily verse is a real gem. Psalm 84 was written by the sons of Korah, who wrote a total of 11 psalms. They're not to be identified with the Korah who led a rebellion against Moses, but rather among the singers and worshipers of God who lived during King Jehoshaphat's time. Their exact identity is unknown, but we likely find a reference to them in 2 Chronicles 20:19, where it reads, "Then some Levites from the Kohathites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with very loud voice."
I find it interesting to do a study of those whom the Bible refers to as blessed. Of course, this study would include the portion of the Bible called the Beatitudes, and I would also consider Psalm 1, "Blessed is the man." But in our scripture text today, we read of those who dwell in your house. Now, this could mean those who abide in the temple or in our day, the church, but I think it is far more likely it has the sense of those who abide in God's presence.
We know God's presence was in the temple, and we certainly expect His presence in the church we attend. But I'm thankful that we can indeed dwell in His presence all the time. One of the preeminent attributes of God is His omnipresence, or He is present everywhere.
Theologian A.W. Tozer observes, I quote, "The doctrine of the divine omnipresence personalizes man's relation to the universe in which he finds himself. This great central truth gives meaning to all other truths and imparts supreme value to all his little life."
The word dwell in the Hebrew, yeshab, means to abide, continue, or remain. Jesus spoke of abiding in him in the Gospel of John, and the scripture is John 15:4, "Abide in me, and I will abide in you." We now have the assurance of His abiding presence wherever we are. He's with you right now and desires your heartfelt fellowship.
The verse continues, "They are ever praising you." Should I desire, I could praise the Lord in a very loud voice right now. After all, I'm home in my home office. Brooksine's used to my loud voice. But some of our readers or listeners are in work settings where this is just not possible. But we can always praise the Lord. Hebrews 13, verse 15 states, I quote, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name." Wherever you are, you can surely offer up a prayer from your heart and praise to the King of Kings, and do so throughout this day and every day. May our lives be characterized by praise to God as we indeed dwell in His presence.
Let's all pray together. Father, there is a place of quiet rest and spiritual uplifting when we draw near to You. So many activities, attractions, and affections rival for our attention. But when we prioritize by giving You first place, we give opportunity for You to show Your love to 1,000 generations of those who love You and keep Your commandments. We want to continually offer to You a sacrifice of praise through our lips that confess Your name, and through our lives that reveal your transforming power at work within us. We do so through the power of your Holy Spirit. We bless and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. This is the message that we have prepared for Monday, March 2nd, 2009. It's interesting, we're probably getting the heaviest snowfall of the year today, up to this point. Seems rather late in the season. I think we were kind of looking forward to spring, and Saturday we had a nice day and was outside a lot, but it's a snowy day today. For that, we are grateful. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have some music on the site today. Suggested song, Don Moen's song. And what was that song again by Don Moen? I Want to Be Where You Are. I found a nice YouTube video version that you will open up and play. And also have a nice version of a great song that came to mind earlier in the message when it states, "The things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace." And that's the great song, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." I made the point early in the message, sometimes the glory and grace of Jesus get strangely dim because we focus the wrong way. Is that right? Did I say it right?
Yes, but I think I changed it a little bit.
She did change it. She saw what I had. Well, we have a pretty picture up today. It's actually not taken today. I have been out, but not on the road. It's right around the corner from her house. It's a beautiful tree. A couple years ago in a similar type March snowstorm. Well, have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful. Continue to dwell in His presence. Continue to praise the Lord.